If you follow along in the bulletin, you'll see we have a youth message, and you don't really see any youth. You see a lot of, that's why I don't like to walk in these things, the bifocals, take them off of me. Our youth group was, before COVID, was around 25, 26 on an average week. And since COVID, we're lucky to get two or three on a consistent basis. So we decided that we always wanted to have in the order of worship a youth message in case some of them show up. But then I got to thinking, well, we're all young at heart, aren't we? We're all children of the living God. So it's very appropriate sometimes to do a message maybe that's at a childlike level, because Jesus said, come unto me, all the children. So we're grateful for that. Now, I got an offering plate, and we don't use it anymore. I don't know why, but since COVID, we didn't want to take a chance of passing it around and maybe somebody gets something or whatever. So like a lot of churches, even before COVID, they would have a basket in the narthex for your own free will giving. So that's what we do now. But the offering plate is an important part of the worship service, because it's offering back to God some of the gifts, monetary-wise, that He's bestowed upon us. And it's really, we sing hymns, we take prayers, and we praise God a lot, but the offering is also very important. Now, a young lady at church one Sunday, they were passing the offering plate around, and when they passed it to her, she took it and put it in the center aisle, and she got out of the aisle and she stood on it, and she said, I'm offering myself wholly to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what an offering. What a symbol of giving back to God the gifts that He's given to us. I won't stand on it because I'm a little heavier than what she was. But isn't that neat when you think about it? So the offering is not only monetary-wise, but it's also a wonderful way to share God's gifts with others. And so she's our resident photographer.
I'm Bill's assistant.
Oh, goodness gracious.